From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Greece deports more than 200 migrants and refugees to Turkey. It's part of a Turkey-EU agreement to address Europe's migration crisis. Dorian Jones has more.
The deal between Ankara and the European Union calls for illegal migrants and failed asylum seekers in Greece to be deported to Turkey. It has been criticized by human rights groups and Turkish opposition parties. Seeking to allay criticism, Interior Minister Efkan Ala said many of those deported would be sent home. Ala said Syrians returned from Greece would be given the chance to register in Turkey, but that Iraqis, Afghans and Pakistanis would be sent back to their country of origin. Most of those deported Monday were reportedly Pakistanis. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. President Barack Obama met Monday with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to discuss the fight against the Islamic State group. The U.S. president praised NATO's contributions in Iraq and Jordan, where the alliance is assisting in training local forces.
We agreed that one of the most important functions that NATO is performing and can continue to perform is to help in the training and assisting process for troops in Iraq, in Jordan, in many of the areas in the region.
President Obama, governments around the world are vowing to chase down those who set up offshore bank accounts to hide their assets and possibly evade taxes. That's the immediate reaction to a report based on millions of leaked documents from the Panama-based firm Mossack Fonseca. The Kremlin denounced the disclosures, saying they were mostly aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News. Tuesday's primary election in Wisconsin could be a pivotal moment in the battle for the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Republicans intent on blocking businessman Donald Trump face a key test in the state, perhaps their best chance to slow down the Trump campaign. Denying Trump the delegates he needs to claim the nomination before July could lead to a contested convention in Cleveland. The latest opinion polls in Wisconsin put Trump rival Ted Cruz in the lead, with Ohio Governor John Kasich trailing well behind. Trump is still hoping for a victory.
If we do well here, folks, it's over. If we don't win here, it's not over. But wouldn't you like to take the credit in Wisconsin?
Donald Trump campaigning Monday in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Human Rights Watch says the Syrian government has not lived up to commitments to allow unhindered humanitarian deliveries to besieged areas. The United Nations says hundreds of thousands of people are badly in need of aid in those areas. HRW highlighted Deraya and Eastern Ghouta. It insisted that the government immediately allow aid to besieged areas. A series of suicide bombings Monday killed at least 24 people and wounded 60 across Iraq. Several of the blasts targeted Iraqi troops and paramilitary fighters. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The United States says it has no plans to give Iran access to the U.S. financial system in any dollar-denominated transactions between Iran and businesses in other countries. State Department spokesman Mark Toner said certain sanctions would have to be lifted first. Under current conditions, Iran is barred from any direct dealings with U.S. banks and investment houses. Toner referred to President Barack Obama's comments last week that businesses that want to deal with Iran in dollars could do so through European banks. Afghanistan's Taliban announced Monday its deceased leader Mullah Omar's son has assumed command of the insurgency in 15 out of the country's 34 provinces. A Taliban statement said Omar's son, Mullah Mohammad Yaqub, has also been inducted into the group's decision-making council. Computer hackers have leaked an online database which they say contains the personal information of nearly 50 million Turkish citizens. The information includes names, national ID numbers, addresses, birth dates, and parents' names. It specifically highlights the personal data of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu. The Associated Press was able to partially verify the information by cross-referencing 10 non-public Turkish ID numbers against information contained in the database. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.